This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, last week on Cross Hope, we began a new series from the New Testament book of Ephesians. We're in the first chapter this week, beginning at verse 15, and it's a message about prayer, where I think I share some things that most people told me they never heard before about prayer. I think it's unique, but it comes right from the text, Ephesians 1, 15 through the end of the chapter. You're either a man of prayer or a woman of prayer, or you're not. It's that simple. Let's talk about it this week. Larry Bryant is a songwriter and musician. He wrote a great song about prayer called Shopping List. I want to begin with this lyric. Lord, you've been so good to me, how could I ask for more? But since it says to ask, I will, because what else is prayer for? The cattle on 1,000 hills, they all belong to you. I don't need any cows right now, but there is something else you might do. I want a nice white smile on a perfect face and perfect hair that will stay in place. I want a smaller nose and a single chin and a figure like a perfect 10 and a mom that never yells or screams and hips that fit in designer jeans and a tennis court and a heated pool. I would use them, Lord, as a witnessing tool and a color TV and a VCR and Jesus plates on a brand new car. And then the chorus goes like this. Give me this, I want that. Bless me, Lord, I pray. Grant me what I think I need to make it through the day. Make me wealthy, keep me healthy, fill in what I missed on my never-ending shopping list. On my never-ending shopping list. Maybe you've grown up with the idea that prayer is basically your shopping list that you present to the Lord. Here's my list, Lord. Soon as possible with 1 through 3, and maybe you got a week on 4 and 5, and I'll give you a couple of months on 5 and 6 or whatever. And prayer is not a shopping list. Prayer is our communication with the Father through the Son. And it's to know the heart of God. And you know, the way I learned to pray, I was thinking about this recently. How did I learn to pray? By listening to my mom and dad pray. How did I learn to pray as a 3 and 4 and 5 year old in preschool Bible school classes, and I listened to my teacher pray. I can still remember some of those days, believe it or not. How did I learn to pray? By listening to a first, second, and third grade teacher pray, and my brothers and sisters pray. And that's how we learn to pray. So today, in a titled message, Making the Ask, we're going to read a prayer of Paul, the apostle, for the church at Ephesus. And you're going to learn something about prayer. Get this, that you've never known before. I really believe that. Because several people said, I never thought about prayer the way you talked about it today. I never thought about it in my life. It's in Ephesians 1, beginning at verse 15, as we continue this series I began last week.
Verse 15 says this, For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Paul says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. Well, you can believe this or not, but I got more comments on this message about prayer than any other message I've given on prayer in all my years in the ministry. There was something unique about this passage in Ephesians 1, 15 to the end of the chapter. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.